WCL. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango.
Your ears must be burning. I just told Lori I haven't talked to Jet in a while. And there you are. I was wondering if you were flying this week or using your seniority.
Unless the double time and a half shows up, I'm the latter. How are you? I'm actually on my way out to GSP to pick up my brother and my sister-in-law. I'll be down for a few days.
We're actually on the way back to Atlanta. We just went through West Union. So I probably won't be in the repeater very long, but going to be back in Georgia for a couple days.
I guess you're going to see some family down that way and do a little bit down there, then come on back up here. Is that the plan?
Thanksgiving Day at her daughter's house, and then next weekend, the other child is coming up with his girlfriend, so we'll be doing two Thanksgivings here.
Smoker, going. Get it ready. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get maybe a 20-pounder and do it on the smoker, spatchcock it and do it on the smoker. That's the plan anyway.
There's just going to be four of us up at the house, so we'll probably just smoke a turkey breast. But spatchcocking, something that I would definitely like to try. Have you done it before? Is it difficult to cut that backbone out and get that thing to lay flat?
Well, if you have a sharp, cutting shears, it's for that, and you can get them on Amazon pretty reasonable. It works pretty well. You got to be careful, too, not just from the shears, but the bone, the ends of the bone can be sharp, too. But I think it cooks more evenly, John, truthfully. I think you get a better even cook, and helps with the temperatures so you don't overcook anything.
A cooking show with Lori the other day, and they spatchcocked it, and that's what they said. Bird will cook more evenly, so I'm gonna have to try that. Something I've wanted to do. A couple, Tony, W4TMD. I know he spatchcocks. I believe it's chickens when he puts them in the smoker. What kind of smoker do you have?
Upgraded this year to a Rectech, a little bigger one, and hotter, so I could grill with it as well. Only because I don't have the room for an additional gas grill on my deck, so I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. So I got a grill that's nice and hot, so I could use it, a griddle on it, and I could grill on it, and I could smoke with it. So it's a Rectech. Nice machine so far.
With it, that's exactly what W4TMD Tony bought. He got his back beginning of the spring, and he really loves it. And I upgraded too. I was having a lot of problems with my Pit Boss. The Pit Boss was an upright smoker. I had so much problems with it. I still have it. I keep threatening I'm going to take it apart, fix it, and then give it away or sell it. But I finally broke down and bought a Traeger.
Since when you go horizontal pellets versus the vertical wood chip one, that was my first smoker, too. I had a vertical Master Built, I think it was called. Actually, the company gave it to me for a gift. I had enough points accumulated for whatever they are, whatever the reason is. So I didn't cost me anything. And that's kind of what got me into it. So it's cost me plenty since. But that being said, it worked well, but it was tough up in Michigan in the wintertime. I had to blanket it to get it to, get hot enough with that electric element. It just wasn't hot enough up there in the wintertime.
WW4JET, K4WCL. Well, that's exactly what I started off with, a wood chip Masterbuilt. And it did good for about 6-7 years. My cover kind of disintegrated. I never bought a cover, started getting water in it, started rusting out. And the Big Boss Vertical does use wood pellets. It does not use chips, it uses pellets. But, man, I burned up an auger motor, had to replace it. And like you, I wanted something I could grill on. So I ended up getting the Traeger, and sometimes I grill on it, and sometimes I smoke on it.
Yeah, that's I'm pleased with it. I only have it a few months, and this will be the first turkey. But it's got the dual probes, Wi-Fi capable, so you can watch the temperatures, and gives you all sorts of fancy graphs on the application. But bottom line, it seems to work well. You know, big important thing is you got to clean them out underneath. You know, every few uses, I usually make it a point of every 5 or 6 uses to clean it out, just vacuum it all out, and seems to work well.
I vacuum mine out about every 5th use or so. Matter of fact, I just did that the other day. I cleaned out the smoker, so it's all ready to go for next weekend. And the Traeger I bought was on sale, and it was not terribly expensive. I think it was $400. And when I got it home, I just assumed it had Wi-Fi, and it did not, but that's okay. For where the smoker sits and where I sit in the living room, I can almost just turn around and look out the glass door to see what the temperature is. So I wish it did have Wi-Fi, and I do have a Wi-Fi remote thermometer. But the one, if I use the probe, then yeah, I can't Wi-Fi it, but the other one I can. A minor inconvenience. I'm just glad this one lights up and smokes every time I use it. And mine's a pretty new purchase too. I bought it Memorial Day weekend, and we've used it a lot, I tell you. We've used it a whole bunch. My poor charcoal grill, you know, old-fashioned, you know, get the charcoal and put it in a chimney starter and all that. I think it's starting to feel lonely because I haven't done a whole lot of grilling on charcoal this year.
Talking about them.
And then one joins the conversation. Go ahead there, Shane. K4WCL. And I am in Westminster.
Justin, that's why I know you weren't talking about me. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you, John and Lori, and also Matthew as well, of course. I think I already said that, but I heard you're headed to Georgia, so I wanted to catch you before you got out.
Thank you very much, Shane. Hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving in your remodeled home there. Hopefully you got all the projects finished, or at least finished enough where nobody will know you're still working on it. Go ahead there, Matthew. I'm on 123 now, heading west. I may start getting really scratchy.
The machine pretty well, John. Hey, Shane, good to hear from you. Hope all is well. Yes, again, happy Thanksgiving as well. Good to hear you, and things are going well. We were just talking about smoking turkeys and smokers and things like that, but you might have heard that. Good to hear you, my friend.
Yeah, I heard you. You're making me hungry over here. John, I'm still putting some last-minute stuff up, hanging some curtain rods and a couple television mounts and computer doing stuff in my radio room here too, kind of making it neater, but still working. Should have it fairly good by this weekend. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving on Saturday with the family. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. I get back to work. Enjoyed it. John and Lori, have a safe trip. Happy Thanksgiving again, and we'll talk to you later. Matthew, 7-3 to you as well, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And I'll turn it over to John, N4ZLK.
Monday, probably be more of a celebratory Thanksgiving this year than last year. So you guys enjoy yourself. And Matthew, about 8 overs ago, I meant to ask you, who are you picking up from the airport?
Take care. Have a great week, and enjoy it. Family is important. And that's who I'm picking up, John. I'm picking up my brother and his wife, and they'll be here for the week, as well as my daughter and son-in-law and first grandson will be here as well later in the week, for at least Thanksgiving Day. They're only about 90 minutes south, Abbeville area down there. My other daughter will be here as well. So it'll be good. It'll be a good week ahead, and looking forward to it.
N0TR.
N0TR. All right. Well, Lori heard who was coming, but I didn't. Because as soon as I said that, she said your brother and sister-in-law. So anyway, wondering if they're coming in from Michigan or from New Jersey. And Tom, good to hear you in here this afternoon. Hope you and Bernice are doing well. Go ahead and pick it up.
Thank you, guys. Well, I heard Shane, and I miss him so much out there driving that truck, but I'm happy for him. I just wanted to say hi to him, and I don't want to interrupt you guys' conversation, but Shane, happy Thanksgiving, and Bernice and I miss you on there. This is N0TR.
Oh, good to hear you too. Miss you guys too. I'm still around. I'll probably get back on it more in a little while. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Bernice and the family. Thanks for the shout out. And 4ZLK.
The very best to all you guys. And I'll let you two continue your conversation there. I'm headed to cardiac rehab down here, and I'm getting into some traffic near Wade Hampton. So I'll say 73s and happy Thanksgiving to you too. This is N0TR.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Bernice as well. And I hope you do well at the rehab there and things are coming along. But John, that's who's coming down, and they'll be here for the week. It'll be a good time, and we'll do a couple day trips in a couple different locations. Hopefully the weather will be okay, but I see a couple days where it might not be, and chilly. But hey, it is what it is. You got to work with it. They're coming down from New Jersey, to answer your question.
Great. Every time I hear you on the radio, Tom, either you or Bernice are coming from or going to a doctor's appointment, you need to find a way to stay away from them doctors. Anyway, hope you're doing well, and do good at the cardiac rehab there. And yeah, it's supposed to be cold at Thanksgiving. I was looking at the weather this morning. Looks like my old stomping grounds of Buffalo, New York, are going to get a lot of snow the next couple days. I remember several Thanksgiving having a good amount of snow on the ground. So, hey, if they've never been, you ought to take it in a pretty place.
I don't miss it, I can honestly say. And if we get that, a little 1-inch or 2-inch storm here, that's perfect. It's that time of year, the lakes are still warm. The lake effect is going to kick up. And if the wind's just right, somebody's going to get slammed. It just depends on which way the wind's coming from. It doesn't take much. It's fun to watch, but I'm glad I'm not going to be in it. That's for sure. I hope to avoid most of that the next couple few months, if I can, anyway.
Snow here today, John. I'm still going to lose it with
that one going down that way, but If I don't hear you, very good. You take care. Have a good Thanksgiving as well. Give a shout out when you get back up this way. And drive carefully. 73, WW4JET will be clear, wasn't it?
Go ahead. I'm coming up on a little high spot.